Paul Feig returns to the directing helm that he sort of became known for in his Knocked Up, Bridesmaids, and then the last summer's Melissa McCarthy James Bond satire Spy, with Ghostbusters, the all-female version. Again, it's really more of a Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig vessel, although Kate McKinnon is also hilarious, and Leslie Jones, sort of the spiritual comedic center of the film. This movie is really an homage to the Ghostbusters movie. It plays almost like a straight remake. It's not along the lines of Gus Van Sant's shot-for-shot remake of Psycho, but it feels a lot like the original movie felt like. It even has Bill Murray and Ivan Reitman in a sort of a statue of Ivan Reitman, and Dan Aykroyd makes a cameo as well. So it's got all the elements, even Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. So everybody, all of it, it goes way out of its way, possibly to appease the Ghostbusters fanatics, of which I was one. So as a child of the 80s, anyone who tells you that Ghostbusters was not a seminal film in their lives is not being completely forthright with you. So because of that, there's the idea about what does it mean to caretake the past? What role do artists have in sort of preserving the intellectual property and of the people who experienced art at the time of its conception? A lot of criticism of Hollywood comes to the lack of sort of new ideas. But if you look at the business model of studios, they're really businesses. They're interested in revenue generation. And so you have this tension between art and commerce, which is always present, even along the lines of the painters of ancient Rome, who probably didn't want to paint just rich people, but they did, for the most part. At least that's what we see today. So the benefactors of the studios in this case really have a business interest in preserving share prices by being able to bet on what movies will be hits and which won't, and the best predictor of that is previous success. So that's why we see a long line of sequels and remakes and reboots. It's sort of unfortunate because this was a movie that could have been made with these four women doing something, doing just about anything, and it would have been hilarious because they're hysterical comedians. And as it is, the movie is a standalone great movie, and it works on many levels. The one level that it sort of makes you pause about is the gender politics. It's so overtly reactionary to any presupposition of criticism that it almost feels a tiny bit defensive, and that's the only unfortunate part about an otherwise celebratory movie, that it might feel the need to be apologetic about something which is really funny. So that's the only issue with the film, and you wonder if they could have just made the same film with these four women doing sort of the same thing, but instead of calling it Ghostbusters, they could have been, you know, hunters of, you know, infected spiders. They could have been doing just about anything. It would have been funny. So the fact that they sort of needed to reboot the original, not that they needed to, but the fact that they chose to sort of is the only downside of an otherwise great and sort of really funny summer movie.